This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, October 15th, 2008.
Good afternoon. At this time, I'd like to call today's meeting, Wednesday, October 15th, to order. I'd like to call for any late additions to our agenda, if you have any. Dennis? You have one?
Yes, Campus Sustainability Day.
Okay. How long will you need?
3 minutes or less.
3 minutes? Can we do it under the...
Maybe 2 and 15 seconds.
Okay,
we'll put you in New Business Section B under President's Address Format.
Okay. All
right. Any other great additions, Leah?
Halloween.
Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll put you under there. Under B.
One minute or less.
Okay.
Okay. Any others? Okay, we're going to move right on to new business. We'll talk about the President's Address Format and questions review. The exec meeting committee met last week, and we have four topics we'd like the President to speak about. Took input from everyone who got me something and anything that was discussed at our meetings. The topic number one is going to be the state of our economic situation and what it means to Cornell and what it means more specifically to the employees at Cornell. That's going to be a big one, and that will definitely align itself with the theme of the Energy Fair. We're trying to save costs and look at the future. Other topics we put in there was the help me out here. We don't happen to have any of the notes or the questions. Was the climate survey, or did we not put that one in? It was updated for climate sustainability efforts. It was pretty broad, general topics. But the first one was what was the economic situation at Cornell is going to employees. What we'll do is I'll send something out in email after the meeting to get everybody what we came up with. The format for the President's Address is not going to change any from what it did last year. We're still going to have the beginning. I'm going to open it as the MC and the host of the event. We're still going to have Geneva present gifts. Still going to introduce Mary. Mary's going to introduce the president. The president's going to speak. I'm going to take back over and open up questions from the floor, energy-related questions. Hopefully that'll weed out some of the questions that don't pertain to the address. We're going to be giving an award. Anybody here not know who we're giving our Employee Appreciation Award to? Do you know everybody knows? Yes. Yeah. And then we're gonna stop the President's Address when it's over, and we're gonna resume on with the Energy Fair. So the Energy Fair is gonna be the first hour when it opens up at 11 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, we're gonna begin the President's Address, and 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're gonna resume on the Energy Fair.
Someone liaisoning with Connie Bart-Kittner, who writes for Gordon, in terms of what Connie Bart-Kittner is a speechwriter. So
Amy, normally they call
and they haven't called me yet, but we did come up with a list.
So just in case, they always contact her and ask.
Right.
And then we throw those questions to them.
Right.
Topics, and then they can draft their speech.
Yeah. It is a protocol question, so this is sort of like our event, right? And how come Mary is introducing Gordon and it's not you?
Because it's just traditionally that's how it was, because Mary's an ex officio member of the EA. That's how it was last year, and that's how it's always been.
It has always been.
Yeah, but human resources, which is for the employees, is human resources.
Right.
That's why. Other than that, I don't have a good answer. And she'll sit up there on the stage with President Scorton and myself. That.
Ryan, will the interview fair actually be suspended during your address?
Yeah, what's going to happen is the vendors are going to know ahead of time that they're closing shop at such and such a time. And they'll also know at that time they get their lunch, and that's when they go and eat their lunch. We'll also have EA members or volunteers as we get closer, people to be on hand to make, I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to be able to be able to make sure there's no vendors to remind them you have to go away. You can partake and watch the address, or you can go and eat your lunch at that time. That's going to stop any commotion between interactions between vendors and person partaking in the.
Are we going to rope the area off or hang a sign in front of it so that people know? Because you might have some latecomers who come like quarter after 12, coming for the energy fair.
We're going to have an announcement to get people to their seats before the address, and then we'll find some way to rope it off or to have ushers or something.
Herders, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. People are going to, there will be two doors they can come in. The door under the bleachers, they're going to come in and see what's going on. And the door on the far side where they come in, they see all the vendor tables and booths. And we could put up a sign.
I would suggest,
but I don't think we'll be able to rope it off.
Okay, then I'd strongly put you put up a sandwich board or something.
We can do that.
The energy fair is closed between bump to bump. And
yeah, let's note that. We could put up a sign and use a little next to the registration table coming into the energy fair.
Okay.
Saying it's closed from 12 to 1.
Okay.
Or whatever. The times may move 5 minutes.
Whatever. I think this is important for latecomers.
Yeah.
To not be milling around looking for exhibits.
Looking at tables, getting brochures, right.
In addition to that, I think that's a good idea, but I think it would be good to have some volunteer stations, some ushers or whatever stations around those signs and around the doors so you can guide people there.
And I mentioned that we are going to have some volunteers. I can't because I'll be up, and probably most of us will be doing other roles, but we're going to have some volunteers.
No, most of us can volunteer.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can't speak for other people.
Let's add that maybe the volunteers from the registration table for the EA, the welcome table, may be able to stay on and kind of police the area to make sure there's no. That would be very inappropriate if there were conversations going on in the back half of our.
I just want to take a minute to go back to revisit what Gary said, because I'm sitting here thinking about. Why isn't it possible for you to introduce both mayor and the president? Because you're representing staff. This is an event for staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not driven by human resources. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he made a good point.
Yep.
Because you're the president for staff, for
right.
the employee assembly. So why don't you introduce both mayor and the president?
Yeah, this isn't that sounds like a good idea. I'm sure we create the agenda. The program's not pregnant.
Not yet.
Let's wrap up the president address for a minute, get through all of our other things, and then come back to all the little miscellaneous questions that are going to pop up so we can keep our agenda together, and then ask that again. I've got updates on the program.
I'll find out.
Let's not forget it, though.
I'm writing it down.
Once? Everyone start like their own little list of things that you can think of as we're going through the rest of the meeting here to come up with a topic of, oh, did you cover that?
Yes.
Who knows? We might not have. So that's what the large chunk of this meeting is going to be about, is covering all the other loose ends.
All the little loose ends. Yeah, Gary, so I did make a note to find out if that can happen.
Okay. Well, are we supposed to save our questions or what? What's the
question? We're going to talk specifically about the president's
right.
address
right.
format right now.
Okay.
So if it's not about President Scorton speaking, let's table it till the other section of the meeting.
Okay.
So we can
the only thing that I would suggest in terms of finding out if that's okay or not, it's not that you're finding out. This is if that's what you want to do, that's what you let him know.
I'm just getting mutual understanding is what I'm going to be doing. It's not asking.
It's not asking
permission.
For their. It's telling them
right
yeah, what you want to do.
Making them aware.
Okay. And I just wanted that clear.
Yeah. That way, because then, because Mary would then have to know that she's not just coming up to get introduced and say hi, everybody. She's coming. She'll actually have something other than introduce the president's scoring. She'll have something maybe to say.
Exactly.
And then she can go back to her seat. So it's as long as we're on the same page, absolutely no problems. And that's the president's address. During the president's address, we're going to have ADA accommodations. We're looking into getting wheelchairs. We're going to have an interpreter for the hearing impaired. Alan Mittman is heading up that part of it, so we are making efforts on that. And public safety is going to have. Got approved. I believe they're going to have a representative or a couple there, you know, police, to oversee the event. The stage for the president's address is going to be 12 by 16. Have red skirting, scaffolding for the speakers, a set of steps. It's going to have the New York State and the Cornell flag on it. With a podium with the president's appeal. And the cost of that is going to be $1,500. It's one of those costs that it's higher than we originally thought, but it's a cost of doing something like this. There's no way around it. We got to do it. There's going to be a curtain. The other big cost, there's a couple other big costs. One big cost we had during the address, and I guess I can speak about this because it's during the address, is a curtain to cover all the equipment along the wall of Martin Hall. And that was going to, originally we got quoted at $1,500, then it went down to $500, and now it's going to be free. The curtain is hung up for another event prior to that, and they're not going to take it down until after our event.
So we have to pay to have it taken down?
From what Andy Page said, it's free.
Awesome.
Maybe the other people are paying to take it down. The next big cost is the audio. It's very important that this is where we don't slack on is the audio. Make sure enough people can hear. So many people with a microphone, but you have to have it professional quality for an event like this and this many people. That's $1,500 with an additional $1,000, which is going to be a gift in kind. Told them our limit on that is $1,500. We got quoted for $2,500. So that's another $1,500. But that's covered.
Dennis, you still have that bullhorn?
Yeah, we can borrow one.
Speaking of bullhorn, we're gonna start the event. I always have these little humorous things I like to throw in. We're going to start the event. You know the cup on the end of the string that you speak to? You know, and there's a cup, and I have to speak to Ari and younger children do that. We're going to start the event. We're going to have a mask, a really big one. Many cans at the end of the string with one can. And well, this is an idea. I'm throwing it out there. But the exec committee thought it would be good to break the ice get us going. But I'm going to start the event speaking to a big cup with cans at the end. And then it's going to get interrupted. Brian, I know you're trying to save energy, but sometimes you can't. There's a microphone here for you. And then move into the microphone, which will be good to then for me to open up as the reasons for the energy fair, which we're not going to. I'm not going to take away from the president's address, but the reason for the energy fair, how it is important to save costs, but not always, you can't always save costs. And then I can talk about the solar stage. Because the solar stage is going to be supplying some of the power, and I think it's important that we explain that to people. And what that is, everybody know what that is? Solar power and from the sun, it creates enough energy to run some of the audio equipment. Then we'll move into me speaking, presenting the award, Pat giving her gifts, introductions, president's address, and then at the end we'll do questions and if one. So,
how long do you anticipate
the run-up to the president speaking will be? Is that 10 minutes? Is that 15 minutes?
It was last year. So I watched the previous ones that were taped and on the web that I could look at, because I hadn't been the one. I don't remember the time frame, but you know, I saw Donna do it a few times. I think it's about 15, 20 minutes from beginning to the president actually speaking. No more than 20 minutes.
I would suggest that you try to limit that and cut that down.
Yeah.
People are there just to hear the president, get the president's address, and I would think the warm-up acts really needs to be sort of kept to maybe 10 minutes or less.
Yeah. I just can't control, you know, what Mary sees, and then the award.
Well, we can let Mary know, right. You know, we'd like to only speak for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, because I think people are there to hear, they come to hear the president.
Right.
And I think the more that we sort of impinge, with good intention, mm-hmm. but the more that we impinge on that time, people will go away feeling, well, you know, we only got to hear the president for 20 minutes or so.
Right.
So I would just encourage, as you do your planning.
Yeah, nothing's changing from last year. So if last year was okay, then I don't think it'll be any different from this year, you know, as far as time up to when President Clinton.
For example, could Pat give her gifts at the end? I know that there have been years when she brought the wagon up at the end.
That's an idea. Yeah, I didn't know that. We can because we haven't done the agenda quite yet for the president's address.
And it makes a nice way to close the event out. You know,
right.
The president's there, and then she comes up with a wagon. He gives gifts. He says thank you and thank you for coming. You know, and that's the end. She's done that at the end because she's done it for a number of years now. Generally, she does that at the end.
Okay, that's like a good note.
And that way, people who need to get back to their offices
can hear the president.
They can hear the president, and then if they have to leave early, they can do so, and they don't miss a lot of.
We can even move the award to after the president speaks, then too.
I would encourage
that way. If the president feels he wants to go on longer, he can, but he's not going to notice 20% of the audience, and even because they have to get back to work.
I would encourage you to think about
good idea.
As long as you make sure that he says that, because last time, as soon as he was done, everybody got up and left, and you were trying to still.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna. He's gonna know that there's, you know, what is after him speaking, so he can hand it back over. Yeah, last year, remember, he was done speaking, and then after all the questions that Michael asked him, and he was. Okay, and then people started leaving. I had to go up there and stop because we have to thank people, which is another good time at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So good point. We can definitely do that. That's not going to affect anything, but that will help.
I think.
Yeah. Good ideas. Do you have anything else to add for the president's address format?
The only other thing I would suggest, this is a nit in the scheme of things, but I think you should ask everybody to turn off their cell phones.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll start ringing doing the whole thing, you know. You don't want cell phones going off.
Yeah, that's true. That's mine. I can do that in some of the early announcements. Please take your seats.
Please turn yours off.
Please turn.
Yep. I can do that.
I think announcements like that have become pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
if your phone rings, you will be making a $500 donation to the employee assembly.
Okay. I'll note that. Let me write that down. Okay. Any questions? Anything else to add so far? We'll firm it up. This is where we stand right now. Okay. We'll move on to report from the chair. A representative to the Faculty Senate. I'm going to go through this quick.
Actually, you know what? That didn't get erased from the last time.
Yeah.
I had a report from the
chair,
so we don't need to.
None of these. None of these.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was more to cross.
Report from the chair. I just want to let everybody know that this big event is new to most of us, having anything to do with the planning of an event like this. And people have their concerns and reservations about it. I just want to let everyone know that it's coming together, and we I greatly, sincerely appreciate all the help that everyone has been doing to pull this off. And there's millions of exchanges of emails going on, great ideas that we follow up on from people on parts of the planning that we didn't think about. And I think this is going to be a really nice event. I'm expecting a rather large turnout. We did get an email went out from Mary to deans and associate deans and upper level administrators about quick urgent release time for employees to attend this important event. And I think that was really good, and I think that should help. So it's just a thank you. It has been time consuming. So all the reservations and concerns, well noted. We've gone through it. We have more to go through. But it is coming together. I'm impressed. People are stepping up. They're doing their parts.
Frank, could I make one additional suggestion? And that is, Judy Hart was the central ringleader of the first energy fair. And I know that she spoke and talked to this group earlier. It might not be a bad idea if your last planning meeting for the energy fair, if you were asked her to come and just briefly run through the event with her and get her to think about the event with you, anything that they encountered that you might not have foreseen.
Right. Definitely. It's gonna
she has that.
I was trying to figure out how to tie her back into it because she was a lead on it, and I didn't exchange emails back and forth with her after she met with us as a group. And it just seems like everything was falling into place. And then I did go and approach Cheryl McGraw to ask her to put her eyes on it too. And I think because all these pieces have been coming in, all the parts of this have been coming in as piecemeal, I haven't had anything concrete to give her, but we're at that stage now. So yes, we will do that. It's a good idea. And I'm going to ask her if she also, we still have spots for where we need volunteers. Ask her if she'd like to volunteer to do something on the day of the event, whether it's cleanup, ushering, registration table, those types of just, we're going to need some handlers, you know, things that, hey, we need this, and I'll do that, bring her into it that way also.
Materials we're sending out are publicity, to be really clear about when people can access energy fair resources. So my biggest fear is people wandering in there during their lunch hour, they're not going to be able to
We've been pretty consistent with that too. I know that we have communications going out by Jason, and I, you know, clearly they mentioned the time on there. I can also throw that in my opener real quick, is that, you know, the energy fair will resume immediately following the president's address. But
and I think those volunteers out there can help get the people moved, the crowd control. You really need some hands out there to help do that.
100%, definitely. Yes.
Are we on energy fair stuff now? You'd asked us to wait, and I had another thing.
Can we get through the rest
sure.
of our business and then open everything else up to energy fair?
We do. Yeah, if we can hold it, I'm going to move through.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
No, that's okay. I came in late, so I was kind of being rude anyway. So
no, that's
okay. Okay, I will wait.
That's okay. So, yes, Gary, I think we're going to do our best to continue marketing the event as a 11 to 12 energy fair. 12 to 1 President's Address, 1 to 2. And we'll make sure that maybe whatever we send out, correspondence, will be
already in the, it's already in the poster,
so
very specifically like that.
Thank you.
Okay. And then with the help of the volunteers. Okay. We're going to... Beth is not here. She has nothing to report for the employee elected trustee report.
I got something from Bill. Bill couldn't be here today. He's leaving for the doctors, and he said he's no update on the EA, but the UA, but they're meeting tonight.
Okay. And we move on to the approval of the minutes. They did get out an email. We'll give everybody a quick minute to glance through and see if they notice anything that they don't agree with or any corrections that need to be changed. Thank you.
make a motion for the approval of October 1, 2008.
Okay, I have a motion by Hazel to approve the meeting minutes. I have a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Abstained? Okay, we'll pass the meeting minutes for October 1st meeting. Okay, we're going to move on to our committee reports. Jason has asked that committee reports are 30 seconds or less. So pretty much what I'm saying is if you have something to report, report. If not, just pass. Say you don't have anything to report. We do know that there are some of the committees that do have important items to report. The executive committee meeting, we met, we talked about the energy fair and the award. We just updated everybody on that. Any questions for us? Staff award recognition committee?
I thought there was a coup while I was out of the country and then somebody else had taken over the staff award.
After the energy fair, I'll officially be moving into chair of the this committee. Dennis is just hanging in there until we get through this month. But yes. So there's no coup.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's nothing to report. Communication, Jason.
Just a quick thing. Andy Page has asked us about possibly sponsoring a holiday films event at Bailey Hall. I asked him for some costs. The costs look a little pricey, but I don't know how that would tie in with the EA. So I'm going to pursue that more with him and then present probably at our next meeting.
Okay. Any questions for Jason? Finance committee? Anybody? Did Alan leave anything with anybody? Okay. Emergency grant fund. Hazel is here.
Pat is putting together a letter to send to the emergency grant fund committee. We've had a lot of discussion with Dennis, and I guess we're going to propose, ask the committee to move the emergency grant fund to a later date due to the overwhelming envelopes and trying to sort through what's going on and stuff. So that's where we're at. Anything to add, Dennis?
No. How many members are there on the committee now? Brian, you're still a member of that committee, are you?
I think I'm the web. I stepped out from that.
Stepped out from that.
Okay.
Does everybody know about the committee's website, that there is one?
I know if you go to the main link of the emergency grant fund, it lists three people.
Okay. That's what it's...
Who are those?
The most current information that we have.
Who are the three people?
Dennis.
You.
Me and Pat.
Pat. There are actually 25 of them.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not on that list, then it's staff. So.
Okay. All right, we can work on that. We can, if there's people that are on the committee and not listed, Ari and I will work to make sure they're on that committee officially and that they're on that list. And if not, if you... You know, feel free to send out, you know, email to the group asking for people to join. So you obviously need help, right? Anybody feel they want to help out the emergency grant fund as an official member or even just a volunteer?
Just send an email to Pat or myself if you're interested.
Okay, because I'll still assist. I just didn't want to. I had to.
Yeah.
I'll. Gary and I, we can still sit. You know. Just let us know what we need to do.
And what is the letter? You said a letter was going out or something?
Pat is putting together a letter to send to the members of the committee that we know are still part of the committee with some different ideas.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's been such a long time since the committee has met that there's been a lot of ideas about what the committee should do, what its charge should be. In addition to the option, so I think Pat and Hazel are looking to have a reorg meeting and get new priorities for the committee.
Yeah.
I don't think it's met this whole year.
Yeah.
No, it has.
I give you and Pat a lot of credit. That's not an easy task to jump into that situation. Well, anything else, Hazel? Any other questions?
I'll have an update. Once the committee gets together and we talk
Great. Personnel policy. That's Pat. Did Pat leave anything for anybody on this? Okay, nothing to report. Peter is said he was going to be running late. He's not here. So we're going to pass on the IOC. University benefits. Nothing to report. Employee education. Jason, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Probably wait till the energy fair is over. In the ad hoc charter review.
Meet tomorrow.
Okay. Paw print then.
A couple quick things. Last week, Paw Print carried an article about the energy fair and the getting to zero, the President's Climate Commitment Implementation event that's happening October 22nd. The next Paw Print will carry something on the front page. It's going to happen next Thursday, so it's well timed to help promote your energy fair. The Campus Sustainability Day was the day before. So I will say a good chunk of front page coverage. I don't know whether that will be in form of an ad, or it could be a text plus a graphic, but I'll get a good exposure there. In terms of Paw Print Flash, I'll be putting out a Paw Print Flash probably later today about the Getting to Zero event, which I have posters, and I'll pass around posters for everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to encourage you to come to this. I know it's a busy time. We're planning your own event and the President's address. But this is an opportunity for each of you to get to know more about the Cornell's attempts to reduce its carbon footprint in the years and decades ahead. It's in Weill Hall. If you haven't been to Weill Hall yet, that's a reason enough to come to it. And there are tours of Weill Hall. There'll be the 100 miles per gallon car sitting outside Weill Hall that you can take a look at, the thing that was such a big crowd pleaser at the State Fair. And it's your opportunity to give ideas, to learn about what Cornell is proposing and thinking about in these five different areas, and then to give your own ideas what Cornell could do. There'll be a bank of computers there that will it's called the Idea Exchange, where you'll be able to go in online and actually submit ideas. We're looking for like 5,000 ideas to come up with that will be honed on to help us figure out how Cornell gets to zero emissions by the year 2040 or so.
Very nice.
And I bring this back to you is that I'm the EA's representative on that particular conceit.
Okay.
So that's my to try to keep you updated in the loop.
And this is
October 22nd, next Wednesday.
And this is Dean's event.
Dean Koyanagi's involved with it, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know they're gonna have a presence at our event. So if we can make it to this, it'd be nice to go learn a little bit more.
Is it practical to consider next year to combine the two events?
They have a different focus.
Okay.
This is all about the campus and what campus needs to do in order to get to zero emission.
Okay.
Where the energy fair is more like
personal.
Okay. How you can save money at home. So
right.
They have very different sort of focus.
Okay.
This is more technical.
It's probably gonna be a one shot deal.
Yeah, we probably won't be doing this again.
Okay. It's the car that was discussed about the energy fair, or just the same car?
The same car.
The same car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dennis, if you need any help on worrying, quotes, anything about
We certainly could use a few volunteers if you think you have some time next week that you could give a couple hours to volunteer. We need some greeters, the welcoming table.
The food?
There's food. There's
no,
food.
Is this what we did last year for the food when we volunteered? Is this different?
It's part of the same series.
Okay.
That was the kickoff of the President's climate commitment. The first anniversary of the President signing the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened in late February. This is actually, we're getting down to the nuts and bolts of the plan.
Okay.
The climate action plan and what is going to be proposed for Cornell. Are we going to be relying on solar energy, wind energy, geothermal, whatever, in these various areas. Okay, my 30 seconds.
Great. Any other questions?
If you volunteer, who do you see? Okay. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. And Dennis, I'm going to give the floor right back to you for a new business, new agenda items, Campus Sustainability Day.
That's what this is.
Okay. And then Leon, Halloween.
Oh, the Cornell Recreation Committee. I'm a member of that committee, and every year they have this Halloween event. And not only for individual staff members, but also for groups and organizations. And I forgot to bring the flyers with me, but and I can email them later when I go back to my office. But all of you are aware of it? Are you or not? Okay, but anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is if the EA wants to do participate as a group, I'm just bringing it up for that. I would not be able to participate because this year I am a judge for the event, but at any rate... At any rate, if the EA as a group wants to participate in the Halloween happening, you know, let me know. And I'll send out the flyer and some information about it. And they get, there's different awards, different categories of awards and whatnot.
Yes, I got that.
Very creative.
Jason has something.
Just a reminder, if anybody has this on their calendar, the Cornell Child Care Center ribbon cutting is today. 2:30 p.m. speakers start, and at 3 p.m. is the ribbon cutting and guided tours. I'd love to go, but I'm like quadruple booked today.
I will be there, but only for the first 30 minutes because I have a meeting at 3.
Okay.
So I'll be there from 2:30 to about 10:03.
Great. Okay, well, we made it through that. Now, before we move on to talking about continuing our discussion about the President's Address and the Energy Fair Pact and everything that we're doing with it and what we still need to do and what we're waiting on, I want to give us a few minutes to actually have an open forum. Let's do that open forum now. If anybody, we never really get to an open forum. I don't feel that our members have time to actually bring new ideas if it's not an agenda item. So I'll just open that up, open forum. Definitely.
Thank you for coming to the Vet College.
How's
it feel? Yeah. This is so wonderful. I just walked down the steps.
Nice out over here.
Brian, is this announcements? Like, can it be announcements?
Oh, too, it's open forum.
Okay. Yes. I just want to make sure everyone was aware that the Cornell Chronicle is now producing a quarterly magazine called Ezra, Cornell Quarterly Magazine. And it's available in a limited amount. Right now they're sending a lot of them. It's actually a combination of some of the quarterly work that the Chronicle has been doing and also what Alumni Affairs and Development have been doing with a piece called Communique. And so that's kind of been combined. So most of it's going off campus to alums, but there is some distribution. There are copies in Day Hall and a few other locations. I can't remember where. And I believe it's going out on a DVD list, Dean's Department and Dean's Directors and Department Heads. But I just wanted you to be aware of it. It's got some interesting information, especially about the new financial aid initiatives and stuff like that. So thought I'd mention it.
Thank you.
So, Brian, I think it's a good idea for this open forum because I was going to say that I think when you guys are building your agendas, you really need to work at some cushion time because people want to talk and ask questions and converse. They don't want to feel like they're just being reported out to and then we're going to see the piece and go home.
Right.
So I just think that you have to build in some texture around it. One thing on the committee, I'm on a lot of nonprofit boards, and this one committee I'm on is a board, I'm on the hospice care. We ask the committee chairs if they have anything on the front end, and then we don't go through this thing. Either the committee has something to report, they say it, or they tell you if they don't have anything, then you don't even have to mention it on the way through. So just do a little, get a little work out of the way on the front end and try to make the meeting tighter. Might be a strategy because I think it's important that these meetings don't feel rushed. And I know you guys have a lot to pack in, so I don't envy that task, but I think there needs to be time for dialogue and give and take.
I agree. I know.
I want to say that this agenda is all messed up. That's my fault. But I wanted to focus in saying that I wanted to get through all other sure. The business of our meeting, and then finish up with everything Energy Fair President's Address.
I hear you.
And but that's what we're trying to get to.
But there is a history behind listing all of these
things. There's a reason.
There's a reason.
It's because
they kill people.
The lawyers would never report, and then 8 months would go by, and we would hear nothing from them. So,
I will take some of the responsibility for kind of pushing that forward to put all the committees on to kind of help
have them accountable.
Keep them guilted into meeting,
because
they weren't. I don't know. Maybe we've moved beyond that point, and Gary raises a good point with fresh set of eyes, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I would love to see a smaller agenda.
So it might be time for the executive committee to reevaluate that.
Although Jason did say keep it to 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
And nothing to report. I mean, I like them on the agenda, but the committee reports today wasn't the problem. I think it was the combination of, well, is the president's address new business, old business?
Yeah, sure.
Where does it fit? I mean, maybe it should have fit all at the bottom and we rush through the top stuff because we know we got to talk a lot about it.
I don't think we need time for things that we're hearing around campus from coworkers and colleagues in the attempt of expansive conversation. Thank you. Is there a way of combining Gary's idea with Peggy's concern that committees weren't meeting, and that is list all the committees, but maybe star the ones that have where the chairs are the representatives have something to say. They're there each time, but you highlighted just the ones you're going to jump to.
We could do that, or have it on a separate sheet. That's actually a good idea. I like it. Hazel?
I'm just thinking about the same line. You know, employee benefits, education, personnel policy could be staff committee. You know, that's the title of the committee, and then you have the little subtitle. So all three of them are together, but if the chair isn't here, you know there's not going to be a report about it.
If it's the same chair.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we'll look into that. I'm all up for a shorter agenda or a different revision of it.
I don't know if the president's address could be, because it seems like a communications function part of the communications committee report. I mean, it's sort of been something that's taken up the whole EA's agenda.
Well, this is the last meeting.
That's why.
The next meeting will be the post-mortem and...
Right, then we can move on.
We hibernate.
I think Pat has something real quick. Did you still have something?
This is on the agenda, and I missed the last meeting, but the cell phones for soldiers, did that end up to be legit, not legit?
Yeah, it's legit, and there's going to be the ROTC folks will be there. And it's on our marketing, so hopefully people know to bring their old cell phone equipment. Otherwise, you walk in, that's a great idea, but I only have my cell phone I use. So it is legit, and there is going to be a presence there. Lieutenant or Colonel Page looked into it for us, and Alan Mittman, and it's a go.
Because I have a bag in my office from staff.
Bring them.
That's brought them in chargers, covers. Okay,
great.
Okay.
Anything else? Any open forum? Thank you for coming.
Can I offer one more?
Yes, Dennis.
I don't know whether this group has been approached to have a table at Employee Day, Employee Celebration Day, called the Community Fair that's happening in conjunction with Employee Day in Barton. It's going to be November 1st. It's a Saturday. Traditionally, it's an opportunity for the EA to market itself in the years past. To get the word out about the EA.
Is anybody interested in that? I did, I was getting employee celebration week emails from Cheryl, and something caught my attention last week, and I tried to put the two and two together. Well, here's employee celebration week. The employee assembly and me as chair really seemed to have nothing to do with it, and I found it odd. So I actually contacted Cheryl. I emailed her and said, Cheryl, what's the history of this? And she kind of filled me in a little bit. And I think that could have been my fault or not knowing that we do play a role in that. And even if we never have played a role in that, we should play a role in that. I really do. I agree with you. who would I contact about? First of all,
Cheryl,
first of all, we need volunteers. November 1st. Is that a Saturday? A Sunday?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
There's a football game and then a community dinner and a bunch of other athletic events.
And usually there's a lot of staff volunteering, serving food and doing other stuff.
Well, I guess all I can do is send out an email to our group and see if anybody wants to pick up on the date for the table. And then I would think next year we do put this in as an item. We should be assisting this. We should have a presence. It just caught me last week. How come we don't do anything with this? Besides individual efforts of volunteers.
Oh, right.
It comes at a difficult time because the employee assembly is working on the president's address at the beginning of that week. So the fact that it's it's 10 days away has always been problematic.
Yeah. Will we have something at the energy fair on the employee assembly celebration? Like information about it?
I think, were you not approached to have a table, posters or something at this campus sustainability day? That there would be something about the energy fair?
I haven't been asked.
You haven't been asked?
No.
Okay, because it would certainly be possible to have some posters or a brochure or a flyer at this October 22nd event publicizing
the energy fair. Yeah, because you're going to have a lot of people attending.
Interested in sustainability.
So I was asking if there's going to be something like employee celebration at our energy fair.
There should be.
There should be, or maybe it's an announcement. Yeah, maybe it'd be nice if there's some stuff out
about
some goodwill for us.
Right. I would think then, Jason, if you can ask. Jason's the lead on all our vendor contacts, but Bill is doing the Cornell groups. Beth McKinney is helping, and Jason's doing outside vendors with help. You can add Cheryl McGraw to the employee celebration lead to our Cornell vendors and see if we can grab her. So we'll try.
Right. Employee Celebration Week is in November?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it starts with President's
Address. If it's not too late, we self-contact Cheryl and see if they have some people that they want to get them a table.
Are we going to have a handout for the President's Address?
The day of the event?
Yeah.
So Pat Mahoney is going to produce the program as is in the past. And we are going to insert it into a half sheet of paper that will have the list of vendors and the layout in the room and any other additional information that will be printed minutes before the event. As soon as we lock in the vendors, or at least can get that.
If the back page is blank, could the employee celebration information about that be printed on that?
It might be a little late. I think you've got to buy your tickets for that, don't you?
You have to buy your ticket by this next Friday, by the 24th. 24th is the last day of the ticket.
So is that too late?
Yeah.
So we all have a ticket. Right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can still be there, but...
Well, otherwise, that would have been a good idea.
Okay.
We would have been able to maybe catch a whole bunch of more people
a great idea maybe to try to get some quarter cards distributed at the sustainability day this time about the energy.
That's next week.
Right. About the energy.
Will we have ours done?
We could, but what would be the cost to make those?
Okay. Well, we kind of moved into energy fair and president address anyway in our open forum. Let's stay with it.
We got some really weird costs from sending a mailing to all people, ranging from $325 up to $800. So I think we'll go with the $325. That's just the campus mailing services printing them themselves. So it's a total of $500 for 12,400 sheets of paper. And I gotta clarify with Carrie Howell, who's been running or looking into that, of if that includes the printing of the address on the Cornell and the distribution. So that's turning into be a could be an all-encompassing cost of $1,000.
I thought we were going.
What is the mailing? I'm sorry, I thought.
Yeah, What's the mailing?
Sure, it's an all-campus mailing to all employees, and it's going to be the energy poster.
Something in your mailbox.
Yes. And that is going to be our main, considered our main marketing method. We're going to forgo posters around campus. However, when the final poster gets done, several things are going to happen, and that's going to probably be done in the next few days. There's going to be a color version and a black and white version. And they'll be made into PDFs to send to everybody here, so you can print out your own posters to put around in your own building or forward around to anybody else that can make posters and hang up in their buildings. The black and white version will be sent to the printer to be printed on green paper, and then that will be the 12,000 some sheets that will then be mailed to everybody with a campus mailing address.
So what's the breakdown of the cost?
I don't have the final things because it's still coming in pieces here,
What are the parts, not the cost?
$325 for printing.
Okay.
$180 for folding. That could be optional. We could cross that off. And then I heard that there was a $300 distribution expense. Are there a machine? I don't know. 24 reams run through a machine.
We're at 325 and 180. What gets us up to 1,000?
There may be. I heard that there was a $300 distribution cost, but that wasn't confirmed yet.
Oh.
And if there's
cheap. To get that many people, to get that kind of coverage.
Yeah.
I think.
Direct mail.
A lot. Kinko's and the others.
Right.
Yeah, the Noman copy was the one that had the $800 thing. It's like
I'm marking you down for $1,000 on marketing and communications.
Okay.
Is that in the budget?
It's a line item from our.
We did it last year.
Okay.
It's a line item. I mean, that we put in there. We just weren't sure on how much it was going to be.
Jason, when do you foresee those actually hitting people's mailboxes?
Gotta be soon.
Yeah, it better be soon. God, I don't know. I think I need a miracle at this point. I don't know.
Well,
as soon as worldly possible. Okay. Unfortunately.
I mean, the last thing you want is this becoming to people the day of the event
or after
the event. And I know that they have a fair, it's not instantaneous. I dealt with them before. So they need a chunk of time in order to
crank it out.
Yeah, because they have other jobs as well.
Is our poster done?
It just needs some textual editing changes, adding some of the disability things,
put
accommodations.
It
and
put it on and send it. It doesn't need to look pretty. You just need to get it out.
I'm just not the one, you know. Part of the thing is the learning curve here is if you delegate to other people and they've got to do the job and get it back to you, I can't do it all, and I've delegated, and there's been delays because these people are contacting other people to get information, and they're coming to me, and then it's like, okay, I'm just getting the price quotes on the printing that came in yesterday. So it's quite a juggle to glue all this stuff together and then do the next step in the process.
Do you think that it would be in the mail by Monday, for example? That would be a week before the event.
Probably not Monday.
Wow.
Well,
who's creating your poster design?
Steven Perina.
And all we were going to do...
Show
me that again.
I hope it's in this pile.
My point was, if it looks like you're getting very close to a point where it's not going to be helpful to motivate people to come, then you might want to think about other strategies.
Well,
can you send it electronically?
Speaking of other strategies, I'm a little disappointed in, I don't know if I didn't communicate this properly or we didn't communicate it properly to Mary Opperman. My impression was that Mary Opperman was going to be sending her email direct to employees. And that's not what happened. And I heard it was sent to deans and directors a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. I've not got it in either of my two departments that I still have email addresses on. So
I haven't seen a thing.
That concerns me.
Well,
Leon and I got ours the day Mary Temple, our dean, turned it around and sent it to our college. So, can I see?
Well, I'll keep talking about the email and come back to this.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how we can address that.
Yeah, but I don't think that's, I mean, PowerPoint Flash, if you, once that's finalized, Dennis, you could send a PowerPoint Flash of that out, right?
I can send a PowerPoint Flash of the words, the text, but I can't send a poster because I can't attach to something that has such a mass mailing.
Gotcha.
But I certainly can pull that together into a PowerPoint Flash if you intend to. So, Jason, if you want to send that to me.
Well, when it's done,
but you're all going to get it.
But you need to hold a date, whether it's finished or not. People need to hold a date. You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to need this poster regardless. So this has to get done. And if we think that it's if printing needs to be aborted, we may have to go into some other.
I don't think we need. If Stephen's going to drag on doing that. I mean, I'm not the best artist, but I could easily pull that up and.
But Dennis just needs the text. All he needs is the text. He doesn't need the poster.
He has the text.
Then that can.
Is that what Dennis
can?
Yeah, essentially the same. The text that I gave you for the article and everything could be the same information that's used for the PowerPoint and Flash.
Okay. Then what I will pull is from what I already have. What I'd like to do is send out a reminder a week in advance, Bernie. So 1 week from today, Energy Fair and President's Address. Then later that week, a reminder. And then day of the event, morning of the event, send out. So it gets three hits on PowerPoint Flash. We'll have a front page in PowerPoint.
Yep.
I don't know if, and I mean, another way that the Employee Assembly has sometimes publicized this in the past, and I'm not saying that this is always a good idea, but you could put an ad in the Sun. A measure of staff read the Sun. And so an ad in the Sun might be a way, if you don't send to a campus direct mail to everybody, an ad in the Sun is a possibility. Has anybody has contacted the Chronicle? The Chronicle should carry something about the Energy Fair.
That was one of my questions. Has anybody contacted the Chronicle about
that?
No. To the Chronicle?
Sure.
Thanks, Gary.
Then, you know, they might put it on their essentials page, which is that page right in the inside.
Because
it features David and it's an energy fair that hasn't been around for 3 years, the last one was 2005.
Right.
So.
Definitely. Yeah, and then I just, you know, just remind everybody, Jason, that there's some things that come along quicker than others, and we'll be okay.
Turn this thing around, and then finding that it's hitting people's mailboxes on Thursday or Friday, right before.
Yeah.
We'll be okay. And if you want that type of look to be created in an hour or two, let me know, and I'll do it. I can do it any night.
Well, it's going to take Stephen. Well, this looks better in color. It's supposed to look like a green flame.
That's a publisher document.
Could Steve send the file to Brian to finish up?
If he doesn't want to finish it up.
And then I work with art students and architecture students. They do this thing constantly.
You handle it however you want, but if he doesn't, you now have a couple outlets to push it off so we can. Because I think we should get this to press this week, to printing this week, if at all possible. Otherwise, people will not.
I'll contact Stephen and Carrie to say, ask Carrie, saying, we want to go with Cornell's printing. Can they do this as a rush job? And then when can it be in people's mailboxes? And maybe report that information back. And if we don't get good information, we may have to pursue other.
Well, Jason, I would set a finite deadline to this.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know if Steve has missed deadlines along the way, but you know, it's not unusual for
whether we get the poster done or not. Were we going to know if printing is able to do it? So what is the absolute latest date that is acceptable to have it in somebody's mailbox?
I think that Monday. Date is passed, I think is what I'm trying to say, especially if you're trying to get this out next week. And so you know, I think what, and you know, I don't fault Steve. I mean, you know, no. You're all juggling other things, and Steve is too. So, you know, I know what it's like in campus life. I worked in that area, and I'm sure he's quite busy. But if he can't do it, just make it say that's okay. We've got a fallback, but I think you have to get it done and then over and get it out. And if it goes out by midweek next week, you know, that's okay. I mean, I think it's a pretty reasonable cost amount.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah, it is good cost. I just
that you know you get a pretty broad exposure for a pretty reasonable rate. Yeah.
We need it out before the event.
But I would just.
Well, I mean, I can call. I will call and see. You know, can you get this printed and delivered for Monday's mail? If they can do it, then.
Well, it's more than that because A&M will put address labels on it. That's where that labor, not A&M, CMS, will put address labels on it because it has to have an address on it to go out in campus mail. It has to be bundled by building in order to get out.
Don't they do run those through a machine? Because they're printed on
the
machine.
Yes, they do, but they have to generate the list in order to make that happen. And that, you know, when new staff are hired, that's up to
that list has been basis. That
so
list is in the process of being generated.
They need that lead time to get that done and ready. So if you know if A&M is telling you that they can run the job on Monday, then the stuff has to be there 8 a.m. Monday morning, and then it'll start to go out.
Right.
And then it'll be in the hands of people in the next day or two. But I mean, there's a difference between 8 a.m. Monday and 5 p.m. Monday. If you're talking about Monday, you lose a day. You know that it could be processed with labeling or through the machine. So I think the question to Steve is, you know, is can you do this? Can you deliver on Friday? And if not, can you send me the file because we have other people that can finish up your work.
We'll go to plan B.
Or finish this up.
Okay, well, I see two separate distinct things here, and I'm getting confused of the message you're trying to say. We have finishing of the poster.
Right, designing the poster.
For X number of reasons.
Right.
And is a mailing possible?
Well,
obviously, the poster needs to be done. Well, let's say the poster gets done, he finishes it up tonight, but we find out we can't get this printed and have it in people's mailboxes for Monday morning.
Right. Absolutely right. So there are two parts, Steve and then the other view.
Mailing.
So who's talking to
A&M?
Or
Carrie.
CMS? Carrie?
Yes.
So that's
so
you.
We got the original quote from them.
She's
got
to find out how quickly she can get on their production schedule. That's the question to ask. At what point can we get this to you over at CMS to get on their production schedule to get it out as early as possible next week?
Right. I will call Carrie right after the meeting, and if she can't get in touch with them, I will.
Right.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Good.
I think that's the question you need to ask.
Good. And what else do we have? What's the next task? Vendors? Do you have any updates on vendors?
Beth and Alan and I were supposed to meet yesterday, but all of our schedules fell apart. We were going to be collating the list and getting the final list and counts together so that we could do the final commitment list, get the list for the layout of the map, and then start the final calling of all of the outside entities and let them know how they're going to arrive on campus, pick up their parking permits, where they're supposed to go, where they're supposed to load and unload, and all that type of thing.
Do you have a general idea of about how many vendors? I know Bill sent out his color-coded. I don't know if I counted a dozen or whatever, but have there been...
I want to say we have probably 15 outside vendors.
15. And internal?
I think 15.
About 30 total, roughly. Just roughly.
Probably.
A couple of them. Okay.
So that's... Because that goes downhill. So that would be two per table for people. That would be 60 meal tickets. So there's a lot, you know, that...
So the meal,
I saw the exchange of emails. They had a meeting on it. It was off late. But yeah, they are meeting together. Okay, so then that's the vendors. The registration table. do have people that already volunteered to staff that, right?
Was it you, Hazel?
Hazel was
Hazel.
One of them. And so I would say at, do you know what time you can come? I'm surprised you're taking a whole day off.
Only one
more. And then, yeah, we're going to start working on volunteers for the smaller task, the day of the task, here shortly. But the main costs are underway. We got tickets, carpenter shop, electrician shop, all of the different shops. We have tickets generated. I sent an email out to Cornell Dining, who's going to be serving our food, to let them know that they got to provide their own pipe and drape around their area. Because they said they would do it if we asked, so I sent an email to them. So I think Cornell Dining's out of the way. Number of tables and table location is going to push in the electricians. We're going to run power to based upon that. So we're coming together, but everything's in a domino effect. One thing, then the next thing can start. One thing, then the next thing can start.
What is the ticket?
So for Cornell Dining, because there's a small cost, we're paying for all our vendors who come. We're paying for their lunch.
The meal ticket.
The meal ticket for the vendors.
So they can go up and get what they want to eat from Cornell Dining and not have to pay out of pocket. And we're also going to have some for President's Quarter and then Mary.
Does that include our inside organizations too?
Well, volunteers, not...
Inside organizations that have tables. We get two meal tickets per table.
All vendors. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know that we do plan on videoing the president's speech portion. I don't know whether or not it will be live streamed at the time that I will find that out, but it will be definitely videotaped. We'll also be highlighting it on events and see you in titles of us.
Great. And on that, we're looking into a live streaming. This is a new idea that I just came up. Live streaming the event a while. And that's through Andy Page. And what Andy does, not as a communications committee member, but as a job here at CIT, is that. And he's trying to find out if he can do that. And I haven't.
So if you could connect with Tracy Bosford or
I'm sure that's who we
that
will.
Realm, just to make sure that's coordinated.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I also... so that's something that's
okay.
Going
I'll make sure I follow up with Tracy too, so she might be aware of it.
Sure.
Because
there's
staff in at
Wild
that would like to
present here. Right. And this event, is this true that we're going to continue to do this annually?
The energy fair?
Yeah.
No.
This is the new EA leadership.
Next term. And the EA members next term can decide if they want to take it. That was actually his number one reservation was that we don't adopt this as an annual.
Well, the only reason I was saying if it is adopted as an annual, then we need to create a standing operating procedure.
Right.
That's the only point I was trying to
make. My view of it right now is that it's not an annual event. It's a one-time shot. And
perhaps you might be able to partner with some of the other things like this that are happening.
Well, I suggested that before you came.
But this is a one time.
That one time is very different.
But it's a difference between participating and owning.
Right. So, yes.
And this is probably only going to be, we may do something like this if it's the second anniversary of the president signing when this plan is along the way. But I don't know that there's going to be an event like this each year that you could partner with. And I do have another question for you.
Sure.
In terms of, is it true that Cornell Dining will have some low cost or affordable lunch options there for people to buy?
It's all under $10. I don't believe what the final ticket is for sandwich, chips, cookie, drink.
Because I know the first Energy Fair had something really simple, and I know they
had hot dogs.
$1.25 hot dogs.
Yeah, right. I know they do something really simple at the speed event in the summertime.
Right.
So I'm thinking that that staff are not going to necessarily think a lunch that's under $10, that's maybe $8.50 or so, is going to be very affordable. So I would,
they may not.
Yeah, so I'm hesitant to say anything in an announcement through PowerPoint that there'll be an affordable lunch. I mean, people are used to the employee assembly providing lunch,
right.
So to pay for it themselves is a change, and then to have a lunch that people are going to pay more than $5 for, $5 from my point of view is sort of the break even point. If people pay more than $5, they think it's expensive. So is there a way that you...
Tell me where you can get lunch for more.
I participated in
the Meal Choice plan.
Okay, I used to work
Meal Choice.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I know
no,
that...
Meal Choice is $5.
This is what I...
Oh,
I have it.
Oh, no, the buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is what I see as options, unless anybody else feels there's other options.
No,
I email them and ask if... it's not an all or nothing. So if you can get the sandwich for $5, you have to buy a cookie and chips and drink. And I don't see why they wouldn't be able to do that. But
can you ask them, Brian, if they can replicate what they've already done for some other events?
I think that's what they said. They did.
Well, it sounds like what they're talking about is what they did for Picnic on the Quad,
okay.
Which was opening day, and that I think was $8 or $8.50,
yep.
And you got the sub, this piece of the sub,
yep.
And a piece of fruit, and a
yes.
cookie.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And a lot of staff said, I'm not going to that because it's too expensive.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a way that you could really undermine this event in staff minds.
Right.
If you're talking about an energy fair, and then lunch itself is going to cost more than most people want to pay.
Right.
It's an opportunity for people to criticize something you put so much effort into. So
yeah.
I'm suggesting instead of going that option, you go the lowest cost route. Maybe not everybody likes hot dogs, or maybe it could be cheese and crackers, or I don't know what it is. But
pizza.
Something.
Slice of pizza and a soda for $2, or a hot dog and a soda for $2.
Yeah.
Right, but we're like 2 weeks into the event.
Well, I thought we talked about that originally, and maybe I missed the meeting in between.
We met with Cornell Dining and talked about having options, so we have vegetarian options and meat options and fruit, and that's what they proposed. And it.
But to put aside of hot dogs and pizza, I don't think it's that difficult. I mean, they can have their sandwich line, but...
I can email and ask them if they would be willing to provide some other low cost options and see what they say.
I would say a little more forcefully that you discussed it with the group and the group feels that's going to be too expensive. What options do they use for events like Seed or events like the previous Energy Fair? I just really feel that you have a possibility of capsizing your good work here. If you offer a lunch that a lot of employees are not going to want to pay that price for.
Right.
And I mean, it has nothing to do with the energy fair. I mean, it's just a sideline, but it's the sort of thing that people can see, and it creates irritation on their part, particularly when they're used to not having to pay for lunch.
Yeah, they're probably anticipating it's going to be a free lunch.
But they may well
and,
be.
And
I
then
mean,
to pay.
And I mean, in all the marketing, I'll put it out there that a lunch will be available at for.
Right.
That was something for the poster too, because it said Cornell Dining on it, and I wanted to say change the language to something to say like, and I was under the assumption that it was going to be a low cost lunch, but what is low cost? Because I wanted to put something on the poster to convey that it's not Cornell Dining providing you free food.
Yeah.
It's right. Cornell Dining is open
someone
for sale
for a fee.
Yeah.
Right. Low-cost lunches available provided by Cornell Dining.
But then
and people could argue about what they consider low-cost dining. But
well, if you determine what the price is, if that can be done.
Dennis is right as far as we don't want to undermine our event. It's a very good point. I don't feel that $8 for lunch is low-cost. That's my opinion.
Right.
If you go downtown, you're paying that much. So all I can do is let them know what I'm afraid of. Let them know our concerns. If they can have something else available, the hot dog cart, pizza, some kind of other lower cost option. And I don't know if they can pull it off. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to, but I can't speak for them.
I mean, I walked around the energy
fair, and then I grab the hot dog chips and those fantastic cookies on my way back to my office.
Tables for people to sit and eat.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say bring your own lunch or food available.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no
tables and chairs.
There's nothing to say that people cannot bring
brown
breakfast. Mm-hmm. Bring your own lunch or food available for purchase at site.
Sure.
And then hopefully we just get it down to
the reason we didn't supplement this lunch was because we weren't sure how many people were going to come. So I'll let everybody know what I come up with.
Okay, I'm more than happy to help you out in this.
Sure.
If there's a way I can help shoulder some of the load of that too, I sense to take them up on it.
I owe you. I am too, Brian. If you
owe me, I owe you. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think what I can do is, Dennis, I'll put together an email and I'll email to you.
Okay, who did you talk with over here?
Oh, all of them.
Murray.
Victor.
Yeah, Murray's probably the
best. Harry.
He would be my suggestion.
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Tell them to sink slope day, realizing that they always take a loss on slope day. But limited menu, cheap for
inexpensive
items.
Or do you want to come?
Buy and walk. You know, labor is usually the biggest expense.
Dennis, you know Victor.
I know Victor and Laurie.
Oh, yeah, Amy and I met with all of them. It was nice to have her.
Okay, and I think it's okay to let them know that you're
just the first
time
you've done
this event.
Yeah.
You know, just get feedback from everybody. That Gary was on the warpath one more time about the cost of the meal.
They may be thinking in terms of, oh, president's speech and this and that. They may be thinking of a higher end or something like that too. I don't know exactly, but I think it's a good idea to check.
Greenhouse.
It's a green house. Greenhouse on that. You can CC me if you want. anything else?
The other thing is, did you give them any figures as to how many people you thought would come?
Rough idea. We told them what there was at last year's president's address and the 3 year ago energy fair. And probably with the change, it probably might be an increase.
Okay.
So what was the number?
What was the number you gave?
I don't remember.
Because there were 1,600 people who went to the
gut feeling. Fair. Gut feeling for me is 2,000 to 3,000. But that's a big.
We told them 3,500 because we added 2,000 and 1,500 together.
That sounds fine.
Yeah. We told them pop. You got to tell any kind of dining preparer a higher. You got to go high.
Well, they'll always.
They know that. They know that.
Yeah, they'll prepare over that number anyway.
Okay.
Other thoughts is that Peggy thinks that's high. What could other people do?
I don't know, but
high in terms of what?
Based on nothing.
The number you mean?
Yeah, because you know
that one is 1,600 came last year just to an energy fair. Or 3 years ago, just to an energy fair. 1,600. This also has the president's address. And we have a high energy.
I'd say somewhere between 15
and 2,000.
I think if we have a good presence with that thing, it's going to help a lot.
Yeah.
We have some good information out
with that.
It's very timely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going
to
be that?
We can stay and talk if we still have the room, but at this time I'd like to.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Got a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Brian, you're doing a good job.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.